Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm here with Matt Luther. He's all set to release his new album called Green on May 10th, and I'm super excited to talk to him about it. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, happy to have you on. What's going on in your part of the world? Where are you situated?
I'm in Hawaii right now, but I live in Florida. It's on my last day of vacation. I came out here for my birthday. This will be my last day of a week trip.
Nice. What part of Hawaii?
I'm on Oahu right now.
Oh, sweet, man. Well, it looks pretty nice outside from what I can tell.
Yeah, it's a little cloudy, but it's not too bad. It's usually cloudy from what I've gathered around this time of day, and then the clouds break up from the mountain.
Nice. Well, obviously, I want to talk to you about your music. First thing that I'd love for you to open up about is the massive use of sampling on this record. The way that you've interjected it all is truly wonderful. Where did you sort of get the inspiration for that, and how did you make it all work?
I find inspiration in pretty much everything. I know the sampling in the first track is pretty much a recreation of my typical visit to my doctors with the VA. So I took dialogue from what they would normally say, and I gave my response, but I washed it out in the reverb and the I took the the formant and cranked it down, because it's basically my way of expressing that I don't feel like that they hear what I say anyway, so what's the point of saying anything?
Right.
So I made it hard to hear on purpose.
And then, I love it.
Yeah. Some of my other songs, I don't know. I think in images instead of words. So I try to just have the music recreating what I'm seeing, because I can't, even when I'm having a conversation with somebody, I can't really always get my point across with just words. So right. I try to do that with imagery in my music.
Nice. Well, I mean, it's coming across pretty great. I definitely want to talk a bit about the production part of it, because it sounds like a lot went into it just based off there being so much going on. What kind of gear are you using? What kind of software are you using to put this all together?
I didn't use any physical gear for this album. Mm-hmm. I used mostly plugins, and I created it in Logic. And then I used, I don't know. I don't want to say too many things, because there's some things I don't want
to. Yeah. No, don't feel like you need to overshare or anything like that. If you got secrets, keep them secret.
I have a certain process about some of my production that I picked up with my second album that came out in October. And I kind of stuck with that and tried to do some new things with that on this album.
Gotcha.
But yeah, there wasn't any hardware used except for my laptop.
Right. That's crazy that you can make all that on a laptop.
Yeah, crazy from where music started to now.
Seriously, on a piece of metal. So what I do want to talk about is actually what we were talking about before I hit the record button. You said that there is a series of albums that you're releasing, and this album specifically is just kind of a small part in the piece of the puzzle.
Correct. Yeah. So. There's actually my first six albums is in a collection called Colors of My Life. Mm-hmm. And each album is an acronym of a color, and each color, the acronym kind of has a way of explaining what the album's about while also relating to the color that I chose. And so the first one was orange, second one was blue, this one that we're talking about is green, and then I have red, violet, and yellow coming between this October and next year.
And damn,
I'll be done with that series and move on to something else.
Six albums in that short of a span, that's got to be a record or something, because they don't sound easy to make. And again, you don't have to go too much into the process side of things, but there is a lot going on. It sounds like there's a lot. It's very time intensive, basically.
Yeah, I don't sleep much.
Just make music. Nothing wrong with that.
With this album and in Blue, my second one, mm-hmm. Both of those had me doing a lot of, like, I was up for like 2 to 3 days in a row. I'd sleep for like, I don't know, 5-6 hours, and then I'd do it again, and then I'd sleep a whole day almost, and then I'd do it again. Yeah,
that sounds like a good time.
I've never been one to sleep in normal hours, but when I get in an album cycle, I really don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other level.
So as you progress through this album series, and I guess going forward at this point, are you going to be looking to experiment with what you're doing, or are you saving the real experimentation for after the series?
Nah, everything I do is in a way experimenting, because I'm trying to make stuff I've never heard before. So mm-hmm. I don't want to like follow too many like trends or, you know, rules about music.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like, I guess in a way, create a new genre, but that's going to take some time because I'm still trying to like find myself as an artist, because I haven't been making music that long.
Sure.
And I haven't really fully developed my voice yet. So I think, you know, with time, as that keeps getting better, I'll experiment even more.
That makes sense. And I totally get what you're saying about not wanting to sound like everyone else and trying to create your new thing. You're definitely on the right path. I will let you know that much. But it kind of brings me to my next thing here is, because there is so much inspiration in terms of, I guess, genre going on in this specific album, who are some of your musical inspirations? Like, who are you listening to when you're trying to make your music?
I mainly listen to a band called Mute Math. I just don't think I'm at the level to portray a lot of the things that inspire me from them yet.
Okay.
And I would love to collab with them one day.
Yeah.
Their lead singer had recently got eye surgery, so I'm pretty sure he's like on the recovery path, and you know,
okay,
concerts aren't really open at, well, they're about getting to that point, I guess. But
yeah,
mainly them, a lot of like 2000s rock. I do listen to every genre, but I'm not gonna say that I like every song I hear, because no one does, but no. I pull from every genre. I like and dislike music in every category. But main inspiration wise, I get a little bit of inspiration from hip hop. I just don't do it vocally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable yet.
Yeah.
But a little bit of like the percussion styles and stuff like that, EDM, 2000s rock and pop and stuff.
Nice. You had mentioned that you hadn't been making music for that long. So what sort of spurred you into like, I guess, getting all the software and giving it a go?
In 2017, my grandfather passed away from cancer. And the night he passed away, while my whole family was like crying and stuff, I was like holding it in. So I guess my way of like dealing with it while I was trying to hold it in physically, I took my phone out and kind of just started writing stuff in my notepad.
Mm-hmm.
And then after reading through it, like a few hours later, I realized it like kind of had like a rhythm to it. So I end up like putting some sections to it and turning it into a song. And then it ended up like, I don't like to brag or anything like that, but after reading it, it seemed like it was already a song. So I actually didn't change any of the words of that song from that moment. And the song I'm talking about is actually going to be on my next album in October.
Oh, nice.
Because I had to fit it into like the themes and the colors and all that. So my next one is Bread, which would be a more angry album.
Okay, and okay.
That one was, the first song I wrote was actually about my father, and because I was mad at him because he wasn't really there in my grandfather's final moments. And we had to like beg him to come back to the house. So that started my musical journey. And then from there, I kept trying to like find producers mm-hmm. to like help me out, because all I knew at that point was writing.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting me to dead ends because people weren't taking it as serious as I was. So I decided to go to school for music production and learn it myself. And then, so now I'm my own producer. I produce for many other people besides myself and wear many hats in music. But
so I
learned how to produce it myself. And then I went to school in the summer of 2018, mm-hmm. and I just graduated last May, so about a year ago.
Congrats, man.
Well, what's today's day? The 5th?
Today is the 5th. Yes.
One month to you. Yeah, I graduated May 8th last year.
Nice. And yeah, you've definitely been busy since.
Made three albums since then. Yeah. Yeah, a few singles.
Right.
Yeah, and then I have an instrumental coming out in June.
Okay.
Before my next album. And then I have a single coming out every month at least.
Damn. You definitely stay busy. I'm sure there's a lot of other artists out there who'd be jealous of a release schedule like that.
But an artist that I work with, I had a label, but I got rid of it during 2020. Mm-hmm. I had 5 artists, but I cut down to just me and one of the other ones I was working with. So I guess you could say I'm his manager, I guess. Yeah. But he's releasing a song every Thursday of this year.
What?
We were recording like almost all year last year, getting that ready.
What like full songs or like little clips
they and average, snippets and they average about 2 minutes, but I mean they're full still... songs. Yeah, he's got the full idea in there, and that it gave me so much additional mixing and mastering experience.
Oh, I'm sure. That's the ultimate learning experience right now. And especially because, like, I mean, the music industry now is, I feel like it's leaning a lot less on EP releases or album releases. And it's all about like building the hype and then like capitalizing so you don't lose your audience. Right. So and, these and single releases.
Every 7 days.
Exactly. Yeah. Jeez. Well, what's his name? I'd love to listen.
He goes by Trademark. TRADEMVRQ.
Okay.
It's a playoff of his real name, but yeah, I thought it was a cool name.
That is a cool name. Wow. Okay. I'm definitely going to check that out. Thank you for mentioning it. And so, yeah.
On my Instagram bio, his account is tagged in that if you want to have quick access to it.
Absolutely. Perfect. I wanted to go a little bit more into your process. I mean, it sounds like you've gotten all this practice just from working with other people, but is there a specific way that you start a song? Does it always start with like a beat or a lyric, or how do you go about it?
Yeah, so at first it usually always started with lyrics. Mm-hmm. Which from talking to people, that's different, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, I hear a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but I started with lyrics. I usually had all the lyrics done before I even start on the production, and then but when I got to about halfway through my second album and then everything I made since then, the process of every song is different. So
right.
I have like my process is just that it's different every time, because like some like now like lyrics will come first, or I'll make a beat first and write to it, or which I didn't know how to do at first.
Right.
The single I had come out last August, I made the cover art, then the title, then the music, then the lyrics.
Well, that's certainly unique. I've never heard anything like that before. You know, I it feels like, I mean, like I don't make music personally, but I feel like not having a set process could be fun, and it makes it feel less like a job. I suppose you kind of you go where you feel you think things are needed.
I also feel like it helps you not to sound repetitive, like you know those bands that like all that the music too. Sounds like the last song that came
right.
out. Like
yeah, they five. Just it's the not formula.
Haters, but...
True, that makes sense. You know. Things in America are getting better as far as, you know, virus is concerned. Is there any chance that we could see you tour any of these songs in any part of this year or in the future?
Yeah, so I have a show offer in Orlando, but I have never performed yet.
Okay.
So I'm nervous about my first performance. I do plan on doing it at some point this year, and I'm planning for me and my artist to go on tour next year. I'm just
nice
trying to book that right now.
Yeah,
so but yeah, we're looking to like start in the Northeast and work our way kind of once we get to Florida from we're going to start in New York, go down the East Coast, and then go across I-10 over to California.
There you go. Well, I'm in LA, please stop by. I'd love to see it.
Oh, for sure. I actually have a layover there tomorrow for 5
hours. Oh yeah, nice. Yeah. LAX is not a bad airport. I'll be there too, actually. I'm flying out tomorrow. That's hilarious.
Is there enough time for me to like leave and come back?
In that part of LA, I would say no. Just because like the airport area is like it's pretty residential.
Suburban-y. It was easy to do in Cleveland, but
it's yeah, Cleveland. That's it depends what you want to do. I mean, there's an in and out at like at the airport if that's something you wanted to try. But
I'm not big on in and out. I usually people think I hate in and out because I talk so highly of Whataburger, but I don't mind in and out, it's not my favorite.
I think it's better if you were raised in California. That's kind of the consensus that I've gathered from people. But it's all
good. I'm about to move to Arizona, so I'm probably going to be surrounded by them.
Oh, 100%. That's funny. All right, enough about burgers. Back to the music here. If you had to sort of describe your music to someone, how would you put that into a sentence?
Pun intended, Matospheric. That's why I changed my name.
That's it. That's the answer.
Yeah, because the question I get a lot is people ask me, like, what kind of music do I make? And I always find that difficult to answer as far as genre.
Yeah.
I mean, you've heard my album. It's like a mixture of stuff, but
yeah.
I don't usually know how to answer that question. So I either tell them storytelling or just like, ethereal pop. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? There's not really a right answer. And I feel that music itself is just blurring genres all over the place these days. No one's especially just making pop music. Yeah.
It's hard to like make an original sound when you've heard so much.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Going back to the touring question for just a sec. If you had to pick a single song from this record to play live, which one would it be?
Pluto.
Why is that?
It was the first one I wrote on the album and the first one I released as a single in January.
Okay.
And just the meaning behind it, like it has multiple meanings because mm-hmm. people can interpret it differently and I wrote it that way intentionally. But for me, it was like inspiring myself to like come out of my shell and stop being worried about like how others perceive me or how I look and stuff. And then other parts of it is like, you know, leaving my hometown and moving thousands of miles away and never looking back really.
Right. Yeah. That seems like a good answer. Definitely more on the personal side. To
like, you know, be homesick.
Right. That makes sense. All right, well, I've only got a few more questions for you and then I'll let you get back to your vacation. But I want to know, so you know, we're a third of the way through this year already, which is crazy, but I want to know, what are some musical or non-musical goals that you've set for yourself for the rest of 2021?
Well, pretty soon I'm gonna hit 500,000 total streams
nice
on Spotify. I'm like mid 400s right now. So that was a goal I set in last November because I got up to like 3 something. So I just wanted to really hit that milestone.
Sweet.
And then by next summer, I plan on hitting 1 million and picking up the pace. And then
got enough albums. So
yeah. I've already started writing for stuff that's coming out like a couple years from now. Because most of my songs that are going to be on the 6 album collection is completely written lyric wise, mm-hmm. but there's usually a couple that I write while I'm making the album because they come to mind.
Got it.
So I, usually 1 to 2 tracks or something I wrote throughout producing the album and I add them on. And then obviously another goal I have is perform my first show.
Nice.
And then just make connection with fans, because that's my whole goal overall, is to make real connections with people, whether that is 100 people, thousands, millions, whatever. I just want to connect with and inspire as many people as I can and as many countries as I can.
That's what it's all about, really.
And it really feels good when people in a different country that don't speak your language connect with your music, because that means they felt it.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't need to be, you know, the English language, for example, for them to vibe with it. Like, you have spent the time putting sounds together and they loved it. Yeah, that's got to be the best feeling.
That and walking into a room when everyone's singing your song.
That too. That's got to be something.
It was weird to me at first until I was just like, oh, I'm supposed to feel good about this.
Yeah. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my last question for you here is, for the person that's going to discover you from this, for the person that's going to find your music for the first time, what is a message that you would sort of like to pass off to the first time listener?
That's tough because I don't know how they're going to interpret it.
Yeah. But that could be the message.
True. I would say, try to, while you're listening through the album, like really pay attention to the words, although sometimes they're hard to hear, but that's somewhat intentional that I'll explain in my last album.
All right.
But like, try to listen to the words, which I will be putting out lyric videos for all of my music at some point. And then like, think about like a memory or something that like you can relate with that. Cause that's really the goal, is to, for me to inspire people that have gone through similar things as me.
Yeah.
That no matter how bad it gets, you can always keep going forward and not let these things, like, you know, become impassable objects in life. Like, you can come from nothing and become everything.
I love that. That's awesome, man. Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Seriously, it means a lot. And for everyone else out there, Green is all set to come out on May 10th. Stream it. Let's get it up to 1 million. I know personally, I'm looking forward to the rest of these albums, and I'm definitely going to be checking out the previous albums as well. So,
can I add something real quick?
Please.
It's kind of a plug, but because I'm trying to
plug so, away.
I don't know if this is backwards or not on my camera, but this was my first single I ever released, called Danielle Strong. It's about my best friend's sister who, when she was 16, she got cancer. And she went to remission, but last year it came back and she's, you know, going through it and recovering again. That song right now is around 140, almost 150,000 streams. All the royalties I get from that song and all of the profits I make from like the shirt I'm wearing, I have a merch line that's in the link in my bio on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. All the profits from that and all of the royalties from that song are being donated to the CHKD Children's Cancer Research Fund. And then I give 25% of those royalties to Danielle herself as well.
So, and that's amazing. Thank you for saying that.
That will really help out with this.
I love that. I'm going to go check that out right now. I'm going to go give it a listen to.
Thank you.
Thanks for
plugging it. There's an acoustic version too. That's a little bit better production because after I learned a little, you know.
Of course.
That's steps. On my first album, Orange, the acoustic version.
Got it. Cool, man. All right. Thank you so much again for taking the time. Have a great rest of your day and fly safe tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is a good time.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
See ya.